This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcorton Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Touchdown Turnover, backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong, better rates and better service. 865-255-03 is our telephone number. We're live on Rocky Top Sports, 850 AM, 100.9 FM. All right, Touchdown Turnover. We're talking about transfer rules and how that's changed. I had a really good question on the text box that we will get to after we answer this Touchdown Turnover. We have two local kids from right here in Knoxville, Tennessee, a part of this 2018 class, who are freshmen. You have Ollie Lane that was here during the spring, and Jacob Warren, who was also here during the spring. They were both early enrollees. Touchdown Turnover that both Ollie Lane and Jacob Warren will redshirt 2018 season. Both local products, Jacob Warren and Ollie Lane, will redshirt.
I'll say touchdown.
Both.
My only question mark is Ollie Lane because of the depth that you know that you need on both offensive and defensive lines. I think you have to redshirt Jacob Warren. He's just got to put on more weight, more muscle, be in a D1 strength and conditioning program if you're going to play the tight end position. He's got hands. He's got to toughen up a little bit and add on some weight. Ollie Lane, if we need Ollie Lane to be available, I mean, that just shows you where the offensive line is when it comes to concerns of depth. But I will say touchdown, both redshirt.
I will say turnover because I think Ollie Lane does play ultimately. That definitely does mean that your offensive line is in dire straits, and that's not good. But I will say just at some point in the season, he will get in the rotation, I guess, more than four games. Just you need that offensive line to be as fresh as possible. They're going to take a beating. That's the nature of the position. And so I do think he gets in and doesn't get that redshirt. But as far as Jacob Warren goes, I'm right there with you. He doesn't have a spot on this football team right now. I mean, just frankly, unless three guys get hurt. So he's got some work to do, and I think, yeah, he'll get the redshirt treatment.
I look at the tight end position and Austin Pope. You have Eli Wolf there. And you had Dominic Wood Anderson is coming in. Yeah. He's the number one tight end in JUCO ranks. We beat Alabama out for him. I remember seeing James Brown play during the spring and line up kind of in the backfield as a fullback at times. We saw that in the Orange and White game. He is there. Jacob Warren will have to battle for some playing time with those guys. There's a high probability that he may redshirt for the reasons you just mentioned, Brad. I mean, he came in at 211 pounds. That's not going to cut it.
Not at the tight end position.
No. Not if you want to maximize your playing time at Tennessee. You don't want to be just a player that only comes in on obvious passing downs. That's not going to work. And honestly, that's going to actually make it harder for the offensive coordinator to keep the defense off guard when he only brings in a tight end that plays in passing plays and not running plays. So 211 is way too small for Jacob Warren. He's super athletic and catch the heck out of the football. We've seen him play here at Farragut High School. So he'll have a road ahead playing early. And that's okay. You have 5 years to play for. It's not about how you start. It's about how you finish. Ollie Lane, I felt like was really getting in there during the spring and playing. I think it really depends on what happens with Chance Hall and Trey Smith and the position that it opens up at the guard spot there for Ollie Lane. But I'm going to go why'd I give myself a tough question? Huh. Broke a fresh shirt. I'm going to say turnover, man. I think one of those guys will play.
Think Ollie's going to play.
I think Ollie's going to play. It's football.
They need it, man.
I think guys are going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, players get hurt. I mean, you look at Alabama, and as great as their strength conditioning program is, they still had injuries, big-time injuries. Now, they got healthy at the right time later in the season, but you're going to have injuries, and we're going to have injuries. You just hope that it's not – 8 starters who are out for the season or out multiple games. You don't want that to happen. But we're going to have injuries, and so I think between the tight end position and offensive guard position, I think one of these guys will play more than 4 games.
If you see Ollie Lane redshirt, I think you're going to be happy with the diagnosis of Trey Smith and Chance Hall. Yeah. I think that means that they're healthy and they're ready to go.
No, I agree. Charlie, we had a really good question on the text box about the transfer rules.
At your boy Doc, regular listener, you asked, I've not read the whole rule, but does it matter what games a player plays in as long as it's 4 games or less for the retro rule?
I have not seen anything that said it had to be the first 4 games.
The official release from the NCAA, I took a good look at it, it does not specify.
Which means, because we've heard this talk about possibly playing in a bowl game and still having opportunity to redshirt. So technically, you could play in 3 games and then play in a bowl game.
And still
redshirt. Hmm. That's pretty freaking great.
That would be awesome.
Well, if it's the final 3 games of your regular season than a bowl game, then you're pretty much just hitting the ground running going into that redshirt freshman campaign.
That would be ideal. Think about it. Like, think about when Tennessee gets back and we're like, okay, guys, it's Vanderbilt. We've lost to them way too much in recent history. But what if you're up by a lot of points there early and you say, you know what, I'm just going to put my guys in against Vanderbilt. You let them play. And they play maybe against Kentucky. And then they play in the ball game because you have a few players that they're probably going to check out because it's NFL draft time. And so they're going to go early. You want them to play, but you don't want to put them in harm's way. And we're seeing that in college football where guys are just absolutely not playing. What if you have that situation where you play, but you still don't want your player to get hurt for the NFL draft? So you put in this freshman that hadn't played all year, but you put him in the bowl game, and he still gets a redshirt year. That's pretty cool. You think about it like that.
Yeah,
I don't think
it'll taste the future too.
I don't think that's going to happen that much, but it could happen. And if it did happen,
could happen more than you think.
It could happen, but if it did happen, that player will get his redshirt. I think that's cool. Another thing that's really cool about this rule is you can also transfer without having to get permission from your coach. It's like growing up and you had to ask permission to go down the street and play with your friends. Or you had to get permission to stay up past your curfew. Man, these are grown men now. And they don't want to play at your school. They shouldn't have to ask you to leave. You should talk to your coach because your coach recruited you. And I think that's something you should do. Have a man-to-man meeting, let him know that you're not happy here, that you want a fresh start, you want to go somewhere else. But to ask permission, I think is a little silly. I'm glad that you don't have to do that now. You can transfer wherever you want to go. Now, that's the national level outlook. Conferences still have the right to stop you from transferring inside the conference. Now, the SEC said, grad transfers, you can transfer within the conference all you want to. But the conference still have the power to say, no, if you're Tennessee and you want to transfer to Georgia as a sophomore, no, you can't do that. So the conference still have – they still have that power. But if you want to transfer – let's say you want to transfer from Tennessee to Louisville.
Free to do that.
You're free to do that. And I like that. Before, coaches were so afraid of, oh, my gosh, 3.5-hour, you know, drive to Louisville. This is going to impact recruiting. And, no, you can't go to Louisville. Here's the only list of schools you can go to. Brad, you want to transfer from Tennessee? Well, here's the list of schools. You can only go to North Dakota. Anything west of the Mississippi River, you can go there. You can't go anywhere east of the Mississippi River.
I heard they get rings up in North Dakota.
Maybe we'll let you go to Boston College. It's like, man, my choices stink. Not the worst choices ever, because coaches now were like, coaches then were like dictating where you were going.
Be the next Matt Ryan.
Silly. I'm glad that now you can go wherever you want to go.
Still have to sit out a year.
That's fine.
And I think forever that will keep guys, as long as that's a rule, that'll keep guys more heavily considering their transfers.
And I like that rule to stay in place.
I don't mind it. I think it's ultimately it doesn't really harm guys that much.
The moment that I
still keeps a focus on academics, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You're transitioning to an entirely new university you never thought you would go to.
Good point.
Gives
get a good foundation.
Yeah.
Get your bearings. Mm-hmm. Get your school off to the right start.
Yeah, I can see guys, the moment they get upset, they'll just transfer if you don't have some type of resistance in place.
Exactly.
Something that says, okay, maybe I should stay. And I think sitting out a year will do that to a lot of guys when they're thinking about transferring just because they're not starting on the first day. 865-200-5503, 850 AM, 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. Stay with us.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Simplico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Top 100 Barbecue Restaurant Dead End Barbecue isn't just a great place to go for dinner. They have fantastic lunch specials every day. Monday through Friday, they offer great deals on different meals each day. Dead End Barbecue has the Smoke and Sweet meal with half-smoked chicken. A side, choice of bread and banana pudding on Monday, brisket French dip on Tuesday, salmon salad on Wednesday. Thursday is the cold smoked turkey BLT and center cut boning pork chop on Friday. Not to mention, you can get a bowl of beans and smoked sausage for $6. $5 every day. So when you are looking for somewhere to go for lunch during the week, look no further than Top 100 Barbecue Restaurant Dead End Barbecue. Check them out online at deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue, your lunch search is over.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerrica Steele with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerrica Steele is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jarrett, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jerrica Steele a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jerrica Steele and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you. Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain event? Then check out Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live. Don't just hear the show, see the show. That's Swain Event TV.
A65-255-03, B Dry Waterproofing Hotline, bdry.com. Let's get to Turkey Man. Turkey Man, good morning.
Turkey Man.
Good morning, individuals.
Good morning, individual.
I tell you what, when you dropped Andy right there, I was taking my morning constitution, my app went off, and I said, for what? Yeah, I said, you guys are reading my mind. I'm just taking my constitution here, guys. I ain't done nothing.
Yeah, that was weird, man.
Did it go off? Is that when it crashed? When that happened? Okay, so I was kind of trying to decide. It seemed like that's when our internet went out. Is
when I dumped it.
When we had to bounce Andy, and so maybe that was it. Maybe that, like, I don't know, triggered it or something. They are the dump button and the router for the Wi-Fi are right next to each other. So. I don't know.
Well, the only thing it would say there after, of course, you went on into the golf segment, and it'd be over and over, you know, saying about the Open over and over again.
Hmm.
But anyhow, your question, you brought up your question there. Of course, I've been talking to Charlie a little bit, but made me think about, I got excited about Dobbs, you know, could have played another year. And then I got unexcited at the same time. and I think about it. I know if Dobbs had played last year, that I don't know, you guys could probably get it clearer than I could, but I think there's two, three, or four games there that we could have won.
And you still got Lyle as a coach.
And we'd had Lyle as a coach, and we'd had Gary as AD, and I got unexcited.
Yeah, and, everything happened for a reason. There,
yeah, it did.
Yep.
But those new rules that's coming up, and you guys touched on it, but I didn't understand too much. Are they going to be like a website or something that if you're going to want to transfer, you just go on it and coaches look at it and recruit from it? Is that kind of how it plays out?
Yes, that is actually
a job search.
That is actually almost exactly how it works. It said within 2 days they put your name in a database, and any at that point when your name goes into that database and coaches can see it, any coach can accost you for your services at that point. So. Yeah, essentially that is how it'll work.
Charlie over here using big words.
Why are you doing that, Turkey Man? Don't do that, Turkey Man. Turkey Man,
hey,
don't let him do you like that.
Okay.
You can handle it.
Well, I need educated, so I just kind of let it go. But, you know, it's just the way it is. But the kickoff return rules and some of those other rules, how would that that kickoff return rule, how would that affected Barry, for instance?
I mean,
any?
Not really any, because Barry is not going to take a knee or – no, I'm sorry. He's not going to fair catch any ball that is kicked from the goal line to the 25-yard line. I mean, the new rule just says that if you want to, you can fair catch that thing at the 10-yard line and you can get the ball at the 25-yard line. That's basically what the kickoff rule –
which I hate.
Says. But who's going to do that?
I hate it.
Like, if you're a kickoff return guy, you want to – score a touchdown.
Do you go on not top 10 if you do it? First guy to do it?
Yeah. And for what?
For what?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you fair catch a kickoff on the 10-yard line, you are on for what? The first person who does that is on for what? You remember when we play Iowa in the bowl game and the ball was kicked, like, by the sideline on the kickoff?
Oh, yeah.
And the guy thought it was basketball, like he was saving the ball from out of bounds.
And he tossed it back in, and Tennessee immediately recovered it.
Yeah.
What are you doing, son? Wrong sport.
Yep.
Wrong sport.
What?
That young man deserved to be on for what? And if a kickoff return guy fair catches a kickoff, not only does he deserve to be on for what, he deserves to be taken off. If you are a coach and your kickoff return guy doesn't want to go score a touchdown, you got the wrong guy in there. So, yeah, Turkey.
Well, before I get out of here, I'm gonna leave this because I'm having a hard time with this. I was thinking myself, I'm thinking, you know, if we'd had Dobbs, we would have beat Vanderbilt for sure. And in my opinion, we would have beat them. And in that regards, I hate we lost to Vanderbilt.
Hey, everything but happened for a reason,
I,
Drake, man.
I hate the outcome too, but would you want Dobbs back and have the same scenario going this year? I'd say no. I like where we're at right now.
But
everything happens for a reason, and there will be scenarios that play out throughout this because it's just the way it is. That's just life. It changes our track and the course of life. Guys, well, I get out of here. Have a
Thank
good
you, Turkey
day.
Man. Have a
All
good
right.
day.
I'm glad you're back on. I'm glad Andy didn't wreck it.
Yeah, that was weird, man. Comcast, keep on.
Yep.
I don't want to be that customer that calls in and you know, cussing everybody out. But keep on, Comcast, because last week the phones
went out.
Saying they don't want these issues.
They had a nationwide phone outage. Nationwide. And today had a little glitch with the internet. Keep on. Keep on, Comcast. I love this. I'm not going to say this because I'm hating or because I'm trying to get anybody in trouble. I think it's fantastic. Rick Stansberry just got a commitment from another five-star. He's at Western Kentucky, folks. He's at Western Kentucky. Charles Bassey.
nothing suspicious about that.
Oh, my
God. He had offers from Kansas, Baylor, Oklahoma, Washington, and others. 6'10", 7'3 wingspan, the number third-ranked player in the 2019 class per Rivals. I love this. Now, in the past,
you're gonna be a Hilltopper.
Stansberry at Western Kentucky got Mitchell Robinson, who was in the 2017 class, who was a ninth rated player. He was also a five star.
It's his third, I believe. Bassey is his third five star that he's gotten.
I love
in
this.
3 years.
I think this is great. Now, I did make a joke yesterday on Twitter when I saw these news that, you know, Nick Nolte is doing a dang good job there at Western Kentucky. When is Ricky Rowe and Butch McRae and Neon Bordeaux, when are they coming? And that's from the movie Blue Chips, if you don't know. And I think this is great. I think this is amazing. I mean, no one suspects anything is going on fishy here at Western Kentucky.
No.
I mean, just, yeah, ignore the fact that Stansberry got into trouble at Mississippi State. And then all of a sudden when he went to Texas A&M, their recruiting got really good when he was an assistant for Billy Kennedy.
It's the campus.
And
it's
then,
the campus up there.
Yeah. Whenever he shows up, just the beautification happens for some reason. And then he goes to Western Kentucky, and then all of a sudden, Western Kentucky's getting five stars.
Yeah.
Nothing fishy about that. Nope.
Have you seen the mascot? I mean, the mascot alone will want you to go to Western Kentucky.
It's like a red gumdrop.
That's it. That's all it is.
Western is the best. My father went to Western Kentucky. My uncle is a professor at Western. My wife went to Western Kentucky. And so I know WKU well. It's the best mascot.
Charlie's a closet Aggie and Hilltopper fan.
And Mississippi State.
It happens. He does watch the games. He does root for the teams.
Well, I do. Western Kentucky has, like I said, I mean, my wife went there.
Yeah.
Like, it's in the...
I'm not throwing shade. I'm just stating facts. Well, we've talked about both of those teams today.
Well, that's why...
A little fandom coming out.
Yeah. That's why Charles Bassey chose Western Kentucky.
He knew the legacy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Coach K. I'm not interested. Sorry, Coach Calipari. I'm not interested. Sorry, Bill Self. I'm not interested. Oh, Western Kentucky. Now, that's what I'm looking for in a school, in a basketball program.
His offer list included Kansas, Kentucky, Louisville. Tennessee did not offer him, although he was interested in Tennessee.
I wonder why Tennessee did not offer him and did not want to be involved with him. I wonder why. I don't know. I am taking my talents to Western Kentucky. Blessed to say that I've committed.
Green.
Respect my decision. No interviews. All right. I love it. I love it. Do it, Rick Stansberry. Tell the NCAA to shove it. You're going to do what you want to do. I like it.
I genuinely don't mind it at all. Stansberry is an awesome coach. He was awesome at Mississippi State. He made Texas A&M awesome while he was there because he's a much better coach than Billy Kennedy will ever be. And obviously he's doing well at Western. So more power to him, I guess, because ultimately this is a five-star that won't be going to Kentucky. So praise be.
I'm not the guy. I'm not the SEC football fan. That always points the finger at other schools. Go, oh, man, look what they're doing. It's wrong. They're cheating. I don't care. I hope everyone cheats. Cool, whatever. I don't like the NCAA. So
yes.
Everyone.
Stick it to them.
Everyone cheat. So that way they can't do anything about it. And maybe we'll get rid of some of these silly rules.
Yeah,
it don't bother me. Everyone cheat your butt off. I don't care.
It took the FBI. The Federal Bureau of Investigation to come in before the NCAA was able to do anything about the underground cheating that was going on in college basketball. So,
hey, everybody, cheat. Have a good time. Give your kids chargers, gold chains, mink, what the Alabama player had on, some type of mink jacket or something before a bowl game.
Yep.
Man, it doesn't bother me. I actually like it. But Rick Stansberry, man, you bold. You are bold. You are at Western Kentucky, and you're out recruiting Kansas.
No, the man's got a talent.
No one is going
to
think
not afraid to
about
flaunt
that.
It.
No one. All right, let's get to Vol Nation. Vol Nation, good morning.
Morning, family. How y'all doing, man?
Man, doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great, man. I want to give a shout out to my boy Caleb yesterday. He was down in Clemson country and officiating some games, baseball games, and decided to hook me up, call me up, and say, hey, you know, let's go have some dinner. So he came all the way to Greenville, man, and we didn't have a dead-end barbecue here, but we do have a restaurant called Smoke on the Water. It's owned by VFL, an actual Tennessee alum,
okay.
Mike Shula, and we had some great barbecue yesterday, man. I had the hot Chipotle wings, and I think he had the pulled pork, and it was off the chain, man. We had a great time talking about some football.
Good stuff.
Yeah, man, we had a good time, man. So I know you guys have been talking a lot on the past couple of days of this week about the atmosphere, you know, of course, coming up to the season, things you've been talking about, you know, if expectations have been increased, you know, which I believe it has because of the coaching staff and what they're doing. We talked about the players that we believe should step up and do a little bit more on offense and defense. We talked about that. And I know Swain doesn't like to talk about this a whole lot. But we went there yesterday, and we were just discussing and talking. I wanted to get you guys' opinion, you know, because it's fun. For us, it's just fun to do, all right? But we were looking at, you know, the season itself, and we were looking at maybe what would be considered a successful season for Tennessee and, you know, what could the possible record be even with the team and the optimism that we actually have right now. And looking at the season, we were discussing back and forth. I was more of a 6-7 guy. He was thinking more 8-9, you know, and we kind of broke bread in the middle and was like, okay, maybe 7-5, maybe 8-4, but, you know, I was kind of somewhere in there because we were looking at the West Virginia game. And the more I looked at the schedule, I started looking at key games. And I looked at West Virginia, I looked at Florida, and I looked at USC. And I said, those are very key games, I think, for the season. Like I said, I'd like to get y'all's opinion on this. But when you look at West Virginia, you know, it's a 50-50 game to me for Pruitt. I mean, if we win that game, he looks like a world beater. If we lose it and it's competitive, you know, we weren't necessarily expected to win, you know, because they've got the potent offense and they're more experienced and things of that nature. But, you know, if we win, that's great. But if we lost that game, we looked at, you know, beating East Tennessee State, beating UTEP, then does Florida become a must win? Because, you know, in Vol Nation, in our area, in football, we need to beat Georgia, we need to beat Florida. One of them, at least, in a season. Mm-hmm. And so we were looking at if we're at home, and we beat Florida. We looked at Georgia and Auburn and Alabama, probably chalked them up as a loss. You know what I'm saying? But we need to be competitive in those. If we won a game, that'd be great. But if not, and then you go to USC. Now you got an on the road against USC, and they're, you know, a solid team and things of that nature. Do we win? Do we lose that one? You know, it's a toss-up game. If we win it, great. But if we lost it, that's another loss. And then you got Charlotte, Kentucky, Mizzou, and Vandy to finish up things. And me, myself, like I said before, I believe that we're going to be better in the second half of the season than we are the first half as long as we're healthy. And that's where we sit at the 8-4, 7-5. And I want to get y'all's opinion on that. What you think?
Well, let me stop you. Did you call South Carolina USC?
Well, you know, yeah, University of South Carolina, you know.
I feel like we give them too much respect. Because when I think of USC, I think of Southern Cal. You know, right, when I think of UT, I think of Tennessee. You know what I'm saying, Vol Nation? Like,
I feel you said
Southern Cal, and I'm used to calling them, and I know they hate this over there in Carolina, I'm used to calling them USC Junior. Oh, man, they hate it. Vol Nation, they get so bitter. They get so triggered when you call them junior. No, we're the real USC. No, you're not. That's Southern Cal. Southern Cal's a real USC. I think you, my friend, are being very, very positive to even, you know, think about 8 wins, to be honest. But it can happen. I don't know. I mean, we just don't know what team this coach staff is going to put out there. We have no clue with all these grad transfers. I will say, though, about the West Virginia game, it is 50-50. I agree with you there. What I do expect is I expect our team to have a noticeable advantage inside of the trenches. Mm. I don't think there's really any excuse for us not to look at this game and go, man, okay, they got the players on the outside. Will Greer's a stud. We are a little short at corner. If they beat us, it better be because they're making plays on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
It better not be because they're more physical than us. They're more aggressive than us. It better not be because of that. Because then I think even if you lose, I think Pruitt and company will be criticized some for that. Because this is kind of what they've – I want to say built this foundation on here at Tennessee is toughness and getting back out there and playing when you're hurt. And that is Pruitt's mentality, being a defensive guy, is that we're going to be tougher than you. We're going to beat you up. Now, you may make big plays on us on the outside, and that's been really the only way that teams have been able to beat Alabama in the last 5 years. You look at Ole Miss, you look at Texas A&M, you look at those teams, Clemson, that have beaten Alabama. It's because you've made plays in a passing game, 50-50 balls. If we lose those, okay, I can live with that. But it better not be because guys like Sha Tuttle and Combo and Kyle Phillips are getting manhandled at the line of scrimmage. It better not be because of that.
Ball Nation mentioned one thing that I wanted to get everybody's thoughts on. He said, so happens you lose to West Virginia. Does that create? And he was asking a question. He wasn't stating a fact. He was asking a question. Does that make Florida a must-win game? Now, without reading too much into this statement, without considering like a UTEP or an ETSU, are there really any must-win games for Pruitt and the staff in year one?
Vandy.
Do you want to?
Vandy.
You have to beat Vandy.
And I mean, and I almost, it's kind of hard to with the last few years, I group them into that. UTEP, ETSU. It kind of goes without being said. You can't right now because of what Butch Jones showed us. But Pruitt, I don't even think considers them.
I can give you like the fan answer. I can give you like the football answer. The football answer is every game is a must win. But I get what you're trying to say is that is there a game where if you lose, folks will react differently than any other game that you will lose. Yes, and that game is probably Vanderbilt and Kentucky.
Okay.
Yeah, those two games.
You don't think that reaction would fit for Florida being a home game?
It will initially because people will be emotional.
Yeah.
You know,
is it rightfully deserved though?
No one after a loss to a team, unless it's like, you know, Alabama over the last couple of years, as soon as the clock strikes zero, it's like, oh well, okay, well, you're supposed to lose that game. You're gonna be upset at first because you're a fan. Mm. You're going to be emotional. And then you'll understand, okay, they were better than us. So, yeah, people will be upset if you lose to Florida. And then you should be upset. Like, no one should ever be comfortable and be okay with losing to Florida. But they may have more pieces. I don't know. I think it's going to be a really intriguing matchup, to
Florida be honest. Florida only won four games just like Tennessee last year.
They also have Dan Mullen now.
Yeah, and we'll see about Dan Mullen. We'll see how good he is. He also got, you know, two coaches who Tennessee might consider as sloppy seconds. I'll just say
it. Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
I like Charlton Warren, so you know, he may be okay there, but we'll see. You know, we'll see. I'm not gonna sit here and say that Florida, you know, is just that much better than Tennessee. I think that's gonna be a very, very intriguing matchup between two coaches who are first year coaches at their school, new school. So, Vol Nation, I'm anywhere between, you know, 5 and 7.5 wins, somewhere around there for the regular season. I just don't know what's going to happen with injuries. I don't know how Keller Chris is going to play. I don't know. I don't know a lot, man. But I do think we have some pieces that, if they come out and play very well, we stay healthy, could really offset some weaknesses we have on our football team. I think we have some big play potential on offense. And if we can put up points, Marquez Callaway, you got Jarrett on the deep ball, you got Juwan Jennings that is probably one of the best 50-50 ball receivers in the country, I think that could help the defense out a lot. That can help this football team out a lot and take pressure off the defense.
I agree with that. You know, and I came to the conclusion just getting bowl eligible would be a win for this team. But if we get, like you said, 7, you know, wins, I think that would be awesome. You know what I'm saying? But I did have a question for you guys, and I'll take this off the air.
Okay.
Is there a record that we would have that would impact our recruiting?
Negatively?
Negatively. Let's say we didn't make a bowl, would that impact our recruiting? And, you know, how would that impact maybe the future of Pruitt moving forward, even though I know it is year one? Does that make sense?
Yes, that's a great question. I do have an answer for that. We're going to take a break. You want to take a break? Okay. We'll take a break, and we'll answer that question on the other side. There is actually a record, I think, that would affect recruiting negatively and positively, and we'll discuss that. Really good question for Vol Nation on the way out. So
always good stuff from there.
Yeah, 865-255-03. Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Stick around. Be right back. Swain Event.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The Shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The Berry Punch and Activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the Pure Recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The chocolate gladiator and the chocolate shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious.
TK. Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store. With flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Small town like a small town.
Jason Swain here. June is Men's Health Month. Gentlemen, question. Do you know your numbers? You may know your blood pressure and cholesterol, but do you know your testosterone and prostate numbers? I know mine. I went to Low T Center. They made it quick and easy, and you'll know your results in about 20 minutes. And this month, Low T Center is even offering a special $50 testosterone and prostate level test. Gentlemen, don't wait anymore. Call Low T Center today at 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
You don't have to take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain event live. You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Vol Nation with a really good question on his way out the door, and that is there a record that will impact recruiting? Absolutely. I think that record is 5-7, 6-6. I remember.
You win 5 games, it's going to affect it. Doesn't mean he can't bring in a top 10 class, top 12 class, top 15 class, whatever it may be. It will affect it.
Perception sometimes is everything. Sometimes it is. And if you want to show that you have improved things on Rocky Top, you got to get to a bowl game. Now, Tennessee was 4-8 last year. I guess you could say, well, hey, if you win 5, that is an improvement. But you still got to get to a bowl game. You don't want to be left out in the cold, not playing, not giving recruits a chance to see you. And if you win 6 games, you're not going to play in a late December bowl game anyway. It's going to be, you know, around mid-December, depending on what bowl it is. Because we are Tennessee. Bowls really like us because our fans travel. So who knows? But you're not going to play in January. Let's just say that. All right? But you give those recruits another chance to see you in December.
A whole other month of practice.
A whole other month of practice, but – again, in December, when you are starting to narrow down your choices to 2 or 3 schools, if you didn't sign early, you need to be seen on television there in December. You need to. And so if you don't get to a bowl game, you're losing an opportunity. A guy like Kavaris Crouch, who I've heard talk about this before and do know that this is important, like, he needs to see improvement. Like, he is the number one athlete in the country. He may be willing to come here and have a year where, you know, maybe a little tough,
You're building it. But he doesn't want to go somewhere where he's going to be struggling to win eight games as a junior or senior.
Kid looks like he's 32.
Like a kid like that probably wants to compete for a championship by the time he graduates. And so Tennessee just needs to show him that, okay, all right, I can see how in 3 years when I'm a junior senior that, okay, we can compete. We may be able to go win something of significance. That is what's going to be key to him. Of course, playing time and, you know, his relationship with Brian Niedermeyer and Chris Winkie is going to be important too. If he's going to play running back or if he's going to play linebacker, he can really do either one of them. Might be able to do both. Who knows? Look at him.
Exactly.
But
I mean, look at this tape.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I think if you're Tennessee, you need to show a player like that that by the time
– whatever they want.
By the time you finish up your career at Tennessee, you'll have a chance to compete for a championship.
You got to probably be a top 10 draft pick.
You got to show some promise as a team. You have to. Because winning is sometimes a part of the criteria for a recruit. It may be distance, which he did speak with GoVols 24/7 about how his drive from Charlotte to Knoxville was beautiful. He loved driving through the mountains. He loved it. He loves how close it is, and that drive through the mountains. He calls it beautiful, and he ain't lying. It's a nice ride.
It's a great drive.
I mean,
visually, but it's not an easy drive.
No. Shh, I mean, what is it? Five and a half or something?
If he thinks it's four.
I was thinking more of like a
– if he thinks it's easy
– car sickness.
If he thinks it's easy
– you're winding.
Brad, let him think it's easy, okay?
Hey, it's Purdy. Purdy out there.
It's as easy as he thinks it is.
It's easy.
Beauty is in the
eye. I think a lot of things in his life are probably easy. My goodness. Kid's fun to watch on tape.
Yeah, like high school football on Friday nights.
Yeah, exactly.
It's probably really easy to get.
Yes. Yeah. All right, that's fair.
I think the ideal – well, the ideal outcome for Tennessee would be a SEC's championship and a bid in the playoff. But the ideal –
In the next 4 years?
Well, this
– ideal?
This,
well, we're talking about Crouch, so
yeah, I'm talking about this coming season. I mean, obviously, an ideal season would be a championship season, but I think in terms of recruiting and in a talking more realistically about what could really happen with this team, I think 7 wins. That's what I'd be shooting for, because that means you beat every single team you're supposed to plus one. Plus you grabbed maybe West Virginia, maybe Florida, one of those.
Are you talking about 7 in the regular season or 6 in the regular season and winning the bowl game?
7 in the regular season. Because that's what I mean. You won every single game that you're, quote-unquote, supposed to plus one. Plus you got a nice, you know, win that maybe people were thinking you weren't going to.
Now Kovaris Crouch, this is his third trip to Knoxville this year. Very, very, very important thing to understand and remember. What we need is when he is on his official visit, let's say it's a home game. Kids are starting to take those official visits earlier because early signing period. I don't think he's going to be an early signing guy. So you'll be waiting until February for his decision. What we need is that when he comes on campus, we're playing a really SEC opponent. And the place is electric. It's rocking. And even if you come up short, you outplay maybe the expectation. That's what guys like Crouch need to see. They need to see that, okay, by the time I am a junior or senior, we can make a run. Because I wouldn't want to be a part of a sorry class. I'm sorry. If I'm his caliber of player, I don't want to go somewhere and be used like Jalen Hurd or John Kelly. I don't want to be the workhorse where the whole team is on my back. And y'all get me hurt? Mm-mm. No. No. I want to be like Kamara and Ingram. I want to be part of a winning team, a winning tandem. So I don't have that pressure on me. And I understand that. Now, in my high school, my last 2 years, you know, it was me. And I had to – no offense to my teammates, but it was me.
You carried the load.
It was me. And I came to Tennessee kind of beat up physically because of that. And so – I understand why Crouch would want to play on a team where he doesn't have to do it all. I wouldn't want to have to do it all if I was Crouch. Jalen Hurd had that responsibility. True freshman, sophomore year. I mean, the dude was taking some shots. The team was on his back.
Delivering a few as well.
As an underclassman. That's why he started thinking about, man, I don't know long term if I can do this. I want Crouch to say, you know what, man, we got some really good players. This coaching staff I believe in. Before I leave, I think we can make a run. You know, it could be 3 years, him leaving. It could be 4 years, you know, him playing his senior year. You just never know. But I think Tennessee's in a really good spot. The crystal ball prediction says 40% Clemson, 40% South Carolina, and 20% Tennessee. And I'm going to tell you right now, that is false. I don't know what these other guys, what they've been hearing, what they see, but Tennessee's in a really good spot with Crouch. I'm not saying he's coming to Tennessee.
I think it's going to come down to the teams in orange, though.
Well, those numbers are include predictions that were made a while ago.
Yeah, but those guys, you can always change it, too.
That's true.
Yeah, you can always change it. If you are one of these guys who predicts on 247, you can change your prediction. But for those that only look at this and say, okay, well, Clemson has a better percentage than Tennessee, that means, you know, Tennessee has the third best chance here. I'm just saying Tennessee does not have the third best chance, if you're looking at this profile of Crouch. I think Tennessee is in a pretty good spot right now. 865-255-03. We got for what? Coming up next.